Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. What Christians need to know about Islam and its eschatology. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will come to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I think we need to look at some of the basic foundations of Islam and ultimately to believe.
Well, there are five pillars of the faith which actually outline what Muslims are expected to do. The first is the declaration of faith, the Shahada, which says that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. And so by doing that, that is actually how someone becomes a Muslim. There are other things like things they must do, that is praying five times a day, fasting, giving alms, and then at least once in their lifetime perform the Hajj, which is the trip to Mecca. And then there are six articles of faith, just to note that they would include things like belief in Allah, belief in angels, belief in the prophets of Allah, belief in the books of Allah, and belief in the ultimate decree of God, which results in ultimately fatalism.
In reality, David, we've discussed Islam on this program in the past. You've studied Islam for a number of years. But let me ask you this. As you have been digging deeper in your research for the course, was there anything that really struck you about Islam that you might not have been as aware of as you are right now?
I'd really brought this out in one of the hours toward the end of the course. So many touch points of correspondence between Islamic eschatology and biblical eschatology. It was clear that Muhammad must have had some knowledge of the Christian scriptures, and there were Christians in that area. And so there are a lot of touch points. And what I would suggest is that, as has always happened in history, Satan is very much aware of the revelation of the God of the Bible and the prophecies that were made and the scriptures, both the Hebrew scriptures and the Christian scriptures in the New Testament. And I would say that he has taken those truths and he has introduced error, so that there's a mixture of truth and error. And this is what causes some people to think that there's really not that much difference, when there actually is, and there's significant differences in the eschatology. You must be careful not to be deceived by what I would call satanic theology and superficial parallels.
David James with an understanding of Islam and its eschatology. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David James recently taught at our School of Prophets, Understanding Islam. In this brief program, there is no way to give all the details of a 10-hour course. David, in his previous statement, explained the five tenets of Islam and a brief look at Islamic eschatology. The bottom line is that Islam is a satanic faith, since it denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in the living flesh. 1 John 4, verse 3 says, denying that Jesus is the Son of the true God makes you an antichrist. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...